This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. My name is Stuart Birks and I have with me today...
Anne Cheer.
Finlay Mason.
Roger Mann.
Okay, and that's the four of us. And we're here to talk to Anne, who's been... You were born in the Palmerston North area?
That's right. I was born in Bryant Street.
Yes.
And on the 25th of October 1934... Mm-hmm. And lived here till I was eight.
Yeah.
Went to Central Normal School.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shifted. Dad got... This was during the war, beginning of the mm-hmm. war, and he was manpowered to Woodville on the railway.
Yeah.
And we stayed there until I was 16 when... I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we'll do a talk about your childhood and time at school.
Yes.
So. Okay, so you would. So, how did you find school? What was the? Do you have many memories of?
Not a lot of memories at Palmerston, but I can remember lying out on the ground one day with some other children, and a little boy came across and leapt across us and landed on my nose.
It doesn't show. It might be something.
But it didn't break it, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Was the school actually called Central Normal then?
It was. And it had the top part's been taken down now.
Yeah.
But it was all brick, red brick.
Oh. Mm.
Now, there's a meaning to a normal school, isn't there?
It belongs to the teacher's college.
Ah, okay. So it was used for teacher training as well as...
Well, I don't know about then, but it was later on.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but I hear you were later a teacher. You were.
That's right.
So, given your later experience, how do you think your schooling was different from the teaching that you gave?
Very interesting. It was more formal in our day. Mm. You know, you sat at a desk and you read around a class and.
Yeah.
And all sorts of things. Today, it's more informal, and I think. Personally, because I'm a reading recovery teacher, I like to see a mixture of all sorts of things. I don't like to see one particular type of teaching because I think it can get too...
Doesn't suit every child.
No, you've got to think of every child as being different.
Okay. Now, I know in museums you see old classrooms and the people using slate rather than paper. You were after that? Or did you use...
We used slate to begin with.
You used slate?
Yes.
So what did you use to write on the slate?
From memory, it was. I'm not sure whether it was a pencil or just chalk.
Okay. Yes. And then you just wipe it off?
You just wiped it off and started again. And, okay. And you know, in the early days, they had blackboards on the wall and you'd...
Yes.
Mm,
Oh, did you have ink in the wells? And
Yes, that's right. I had ink wells and ink in the wells. That wasn't in the infant classes. That was later on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now, and so do you recall the sort of... Well, what subjects did you take then? The basic reading and writing?
Yeah, reading, writing and arithmetic, yes. Adding, subtraction. Yeah. And you had to learn all your tables. You took your spelling home at night to learn. Yeah. And, yes, and you had to have a test on the Friday and had to know. Yeah. That's a bit later on.
Your mum used to make your lunch for you and send you off to school?
Yes, well, we actually walked to school. We used to walk past the esplanade, the grounds, you know, the showgrounds. There was a big tin fence and we used to rub our hands along the tin fence as we went past it every day and then walked to school from there. And that was every day. Mum would take me and my sister later on.
Where did you actually live?
Bryant Street. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was there much traffic?
From memory, no.
No.
And no one went to school by bike or?
No, that's something I can't remember.
No, okay.
No, I don't recall. I did later on. I had to bike to school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about discipline? Is that very... So you said you had fairly formal teaching.
Yeah, but I don't remember the discipline in Palmerston. I was a bit young. I was eight by the time I left and I was probably well behaved by then. But I can remember the discipline in Woodville, especially in the standard six, when we used to get bored stiff with the reading that went round the class, you know, and you start, and my girlfriend and I, who's still my best friend, and we used to we would be told, Andrew, and I won't tell you her name, out. And we'd go outside and we could continue our conversation. Look, what a silly thing to do.
Yeah. Just, so the idea was get sent out and then you... So you say it was fairly boring, the reading. What sort of reading were you...
Out of journals.
Oh, the school journals.
School journals, yes. Ah. Yes, school journals, and that's... No, that's just my phone. Out of school journals, basically, yes. Mm-hmm. But you see... But they didn't take into account that some people were skilled readers,
yes,
and some people had great difficulty with reading, and you had to listen. The ones who were skilled got quite bored having to listen to everybody, especially when they were between 30 and 40 in a class.
Yeah, did they all? They'd all have a copy of the journal in front of them, so they could read ahead
on your desk.
Yes. Okay.
What was the with your Woodville school? Was a room contained a number of classes or just the one year?
No, in Form 2, it was of Standard 5 and Standard 6.
Because my recollection of the country school in Weed and the smaller schools there, there would be up to three classes, 3 years in one room.
Yes, yes, yes.
One teacher looking after all three.
With how many? Oh, smaller classes, though. So,
Yeah. So that was not... Woodville was a big enough community to...
It was a big school in those days because it also had a high school.
Oh.
Yes.
And why did your mum and dad come to Palmerston North? Were they?
Well, they came. Well, Dad was on the railway, you see.
Oh, I see.
And he was in Wellington. Mm-hmm. That's where they met. And he came to Palmerston on the railway. And then he got when he was manpowered, he was sent to Woodville.
Oh.
And he was there. He was there. Well, he's died.
Was he an engineer or a driver?
He was a driver and became the senior driver.
Oh, he had the best job in the world. Every kid wanted to be a engine driver, didn't they?
Yes, no, he was a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, did that mean that you ever got rides on the train?
Yes, we caught a fares in those days for anybody who worked on the railway.
Yeah,
and free when you on holiday.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
great. So, and did your dad ever take you in the engine when you were little?
We weren't allowed.
Oh, you can tell us.
No. Never been. I can honestly say I've never been for a ride in an engine.
Oh, okay.
But I have been in an engine, but not for a ride.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So did it mean that he was away a lot in his work?
Not away a lot. When he went to Woodville, his hours were fairly regular. But in Palmerston North, they were irregular. I can remember, this is something I can remember in Palmerston North, when there was a big Masterton earthquake, and Dad had to go to work, and the lady next door, her hot water cylinder had run over, so he had to go back over there and help her, and then we all had to get into bed with my mother, and Dad had to bike off to work because... And I think the lady came across and slept in one of our beds for the night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was... there was nobody there to help you, you see.
So that was in Palmerston North?
That's when I was in Palmerston North. I must have been 6 or 7.
So the earthquake was felt in Palmerston North? And
quite seriously.
Quite seriously.
So not like today, you see, where you've got your hot water cylinders tied and strapped down.
Yeah.
It just obviously just fell over.
Okay.
Gosh.
And chimneys falling over as well?
I can't remember that. I can, no.
You just remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't experience it, but I do know 1941 there was a very significant flood in this area. Do you have any recollection of
no,
that?
No, I haven't any recollection.
Were you in Woodville at that time where it may not
have? I went when I was, no, I'd have been in Palmerston because I was 8 when I went to Woodville, so I'd been 1942.
Oh, well. Now, at school, there were the lessons and so on, but what about things like music and sport? And
I can remember phys ed when I was in Palmerston, but I honestly cannot remember much about the music and...
Yeah, okay.
...and art or anything like that. I can't remember. That doesn't mean to say it didn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So what did phys ed, physical education, involve?
Lines.
Lines?
No, you stood in lines. You stood in rows. And just you know, hands up, hands down, physical jerks, and and marching, that sort of thing. It's very, very basic.
Okay.
But it didn't hurt us.
Okay.
And that went on for a long time. That was all through school. You probably had that yourselves.
There seemed to be seasons, didn't there, when in the early days, of there'd be skipping, and then there'd be
hopscotch,
and then there'd be something else.
Yes.
It seemed to just materialise.
Yes, and later on it was hula hoops.
Yeah.
I remember
knuckle bones.
They said things that, like,
that's right.
Yep, marbles.
Yes.
There was something about, they said somehow all the kids knew on a certain day, this is when you take marbles or
marbles
something.
To school.
But I reckon what would happen is one day someone would go along with marbles and stand around in the playground looking very miserable with a bag of marbles, and the next day
it seemed like that, didn't it?
And some kids would get upset because they lost all their marbles or whatever, because, you know, when you played it was fine, you know, winners keepers.
Yes, that's right.
And everybody had a special marble called a tor.
That's right, yes.
And that was their special
marble.
Did you do conkers here?
No, we never did.
I can't remember conkers. We did a lot of skipping.
Yeah. Do you know what conkers are?
No.
No?
I sort of suspect I know, but you tell me.
Okay, it's the horse chestnut.
Oh, yes.
We didn't have the tree.
In England, you get the horse chestnut, and you'd sort of bake it in the oven to make it hard enough, and you'd have a hole through it and some string, and you'd use the string to flick your conker against the opponent's conker. They'd be doing it to us. And whichever conker broke, that was the loser, you see. So you wanted one that's as hard
really
as possible.
Really hard.
Yes.
So Woodville, you continued your primary schooling there, and then went on to the high school.
High school there for 3 years.
Right. What sort of numbers would have been at that school then? At that
The high school got less and less.
Yes.
When I was in the fifth form, I was the only girl in the class, so I'm used to men.
Yeah. So how many boys were there?
About seven.
So quite small.
It's only a small
class.
But
they would have all been boys that you've known for quite some time.
Oh, yes, I've been through school.
And the numbers would be made up of not only the Woodville community, which would have been quite a fair community, but also the surrounding farming area.
It was, but the thing was, when they went to high school, they left school, a lot of people left school in the fourth form.
Yes.
That seemed to be the thing to do. And then a lot of them went on to boarding school too.
Some went over
to Dannevirke to school, and a friend of mine went to Palmerston North Girls High School.
Yeah.
And
when you say you were the only girl, it was
left
because
in the club,
girls
by the fifth
were studying
form.
Elsewhere?
Yeah, but this was in the fifth form.
Okay.
Up till then, the classes were reasonable, you know.
Yeah.
Two teachers.
It was
school.
Co-educational right through boys and girls.
Yeah. Two-teacher school.
High school was a two-teacher school.
Yeah.
Which is probably why quite a few went to girls' high or boarding school.
Yes, well, we had a cooking teacher and a woodwork teacher in this, you know. So that was...
Yeah. Well, in those days, 2 years secondary could get you a job. Yeah. Pretty well anyway.
I know. Must tell you a story about the woodwork teacher. The same woodwork teacher that was there when Dad went to school was there when I went to school, was further up the school. And Dad told me the story of the day when he must have misbehaved at woodwork and he got kicked out, literally. And he was quite funny. And he was only a little man. He wasn't a big man, but he. Yeah.
Ah, but when you're a small child,
Well, Dad did 2 years at high school, in those days was good.
Because a lot would have gone on to trade training.
Yes, they did. They went into apprenticeships and.
Yes.
And he would have needed the 2 years as a prerequisite to being engaged by the railways.
Probably. To get to do what he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was the idea of you staying on at school, or rather not the choice not to leave school?
Well, when I was at 14 and 15, I had a Christmas job. Mm. Dad had always wanted me to be a teacher.
Okay.
For some reason or other. And when I had...
Were they in high regard, they were a teacher role?
Yes, better, more than today. But it was quite funny. I had a job in the refreshment rooms, which I loved, and I got well paid. Mm-hmm. I think it was £10.07 and sixpence for 2 weeks or something. A lot of money in those days, but you started work at 5 o'clock in the morning. And yes. For a 14-year-old, it was quite early.
Yeah.
And I said to Dad, I'm going to leave school and work in the refreshment rooms. Well, wouldn't you? And anyway, what happened was, that was a fortnight's pay, by the way. Mm-hmm. He said to me, you can't do that. He said, you're going to go to school in Auckland. So my aunt and uncle, who didn't have any children, I went and lived with them in Auckland for a year, and went to Auckland Girls Grammar School.
And did you have any siblings? Have you any brothers and sisters?
Yes, two sisters and a brother.
Oh,
and there was my sister's 18 months younger than me. My brother is 10 years younger, and my sister's 11 years younger. They were born after the war.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had quite different lives to you?
Yes, they both passed away now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Tom was drowned in Mount Aspiring National Park.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. And Judy was sick. Mm. Yeah.
And did you go, when you were a little girl, did you go to other kids' birthday parties and things?
There weren't a lot of birthday parties.
No.
No, there weren't. And you used to have very, very simple things at birthday parties, but there weren't very many because you had to get there, and if your friends were living in one side of Woodville or somewhere, and you had to go to the other side, you either had to bike, because we didn't have cars.
Mm.
We didn't have a car till I was about 14, 13 or 14.
Right.
Mm.
And that would be normal? There just weren't many cars around?
No, it was a little Austin 7 Dad bought first of all.
Yeah. So most people, adults as well, they get around by bike?
Yes, Dad biked everywhere. Yeah, and my mother used to walk or else get a taxi when she had the two little children. She'd walk to town, and perhaps when she got her groceries and things, she'd get a taxi home. But we were 2 miles out of town.
Oh, okay, so that would happen.
Well, worked in the railways, would have had quite a community of housing.
We weren't in the railway community.
And you weren't in that housing area.
No, right. Because we were on a farm. Farmhouse.
Okay.
And had stock and other sort of farming?
No, Dad, we rented the farmhouse, but we had a cow.
Yep.
And we had chooks and everything else.
So what, you had a cow, so it was someone's responsibility to milk it every day?
Yes, my mother milked it while I looked after the two young ones when they were born.
Ah, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
And she used to milk it, and then they'd make churn it and make butter and with
just
the cream.
Just for yourselves or to
sell? Well, see, during the war, it was a supplement, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
And, did you have a separator that put the milk in?
And a churn.
And a churn.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to those.
No, they get tossed out.
Yes.
Mm. So is the cow sort of seen as almost a family pet? Did it have a name? Or?
Peggy.
Peggy, yeah.
Ours was
and I
Daisy.
Used to take, and I when we had extra milk, I used to take the little can of milk down to the neighbours and take it to the factory for us. Okay. So we were able to do our shopping at the factory, in the factory store.
Oh, okay.
Which I used to bike down and...
In the dairy factories, so what sort of things would you buy there? Just dairy products?
No, groceries.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and you got a discount because he was a supplier. He got a discount.
They had dairy stalls, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had one where I lived, a dairy store. Yeah.
So that was selling what, everything or just food?
Pretty well.
Pretty well everything, yes.
Now, so it was in the country rather than in the...
Yes, well, I used to bike. I used to go there after... Well, sometimes I'd go in the morning, give them the note, and then after school I'd pick it up on the way home. And I used to bring home sacks of sugar on the back of the bike and all sorts of things.
You buy sugar by the sack?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And flour.
About, when you say a sack, is that 5 kilos?
Oh, no. What was it, about 20?
Sugar sack, yeah.
Yeah, sugar sack.
About
20 pounds.
About
20 pounds. 10 kilo. Yeah, about 10 kilo. 10 kilo. Basically 10 kilo.
Yeah.
And it used to, I used to strap it on the back of the bike and, and then all the things, and you'd go, was interesting. You just did it, didn't you, in those days?
Yeah.
Never thought anything about it.
So would you buy other things in that
things like flour. You buy sacks of flour
and sacks of potatoes. They weren't big. They weren't big like sugar. For some reason or other, the sugar was the biggest one, wasn't it?
The flour bag.
Is that
all
because it lasts a long time, perhaps?
Maybe.
The flour bag was wonderful for making things, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Aprons and... And you use it for lining for when you made, when you did sewing for the boys' trousers, it lined the trousers. Okay. And
Was it thick material? Or
no, it was cotton. Unbleached calico.
It was calico,
Yeah.
It's quite good stuff, actually.
It's actually very hard wearing.
Okay, so you reuse
And mum used to sometimes make tea towels with them too.
So when you got groceries, were they wrapped up in paper and tied up with string, or they wouldn't be in plastic bags? Or
definitely not.
No.
Well, they'd use a, you know, a scoop and put them into a brown paper bag or whatever, and then they just fold it over, and you'd take a bag, and I'd sit it in the basket in the front of my bike, because my dad used to get unborn calves and cure the leather, and he'd make all sorts of things with this leather.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. So it was
just going to let myself in.
So it was very, very interesting, you know.
Yeah.
And later on he did wood turning.
Mm.
I've got a lot of that over in my villa. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so people did a lot of, well, I suppose a lot of sewing and making clothes and things that they do at home.
Yes, and of course our washing was done in the outside in the shed, in the copper.
In the copper, so you boil it up in
there? Yes, boiled it up, yep.
And then how you take it out of the copper? And
put it through the hand wringer.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those?
We did.
Yeah, so quite...
Mum used to put the thing called blue in the
yes, that's right, Ricketts blue. Water, Ricketts blue.
To make it whiter.
Yes. Okay. But you discoloured it if you put too much.
And it was good to put on a bee sting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So was it now? There's the idea. Washing machines made things a lot easier. Did it make a big difference, do you think?
It did. It did make a. I think so. But my mum and dad were quite old before they.
Didn't know I was so thin.
But mum and dad didn't get a washing machine until I was quite old.
Ah, okay.
One, they just weren't available.
No, that's exactly right. They weren't available.
And two, there's no such thing as hire purchase. You saved up until you had the full sum before you were able to make that purchase.
Until my dad bought a house. Until my dad had enough money, he wouldn't buy a house. He paid cash.
For the whole house? For no mortgage?
No mortgage. He refused to have a mortgage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good on him.
Would that be unusual, do you think? Or you probably wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Not terribly, I don't think.
I think it was more usual than unusual. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But Dad always said to us, if you can't pay for it, you can't have it.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting things about over generations.
Yes, how things have changed.
If you've gone through the Depression in the 1930s, you have a very different view of money to the more affluent 1960s, say, and then in the early 2000s, when students were expected to take out loans and you have credit cards and so on, then the whole idea is yes, of course you borrow.
Yes, that's exactly
very different
right.
Perspective.
Yes. So Dad was, he was an interesting person. He was He believed in doing everything for himself, you know.
Yeah.
And
was he very active as a father? Did you see him very involved with
what? We involved ourselves more with him, if you know what I mean, because he would always be in the shed and we'd go out there and talk to him and do things with him. But one of the things that I used to do regularly, he and I would go out trout fishing.
Ah, yes.
On our bicycles.
Okay.
The others... My younger sister wasn't interested, but I used to go out and it was my job.
Was
to...
that fly fishing or spin fishing?
Both.
Or you use
and he used to make his
or dynamite or
no, no. He made his own. He made his own flies and he made his own minnows.
Okay.
Yes, that was another thing.
And that was in the Manawatu River.
Nauwharu, in the Manawatu River, where they joined. But we went right along. We'd walk right along as far as Kumaroa usually. We'd leave our bikes, and then when it came to lunchtime, it was my job to light the fire and to boil the billy. And you had and even in those days, he'd make sure that we boiled it for a certain length of time before we had our cup of tea.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So he was always very careful.
In case would there have been giardia in the river?
I don't know.
Dead stock.
But we always did it over the where there was a lot of stones and over the rapids.
Had a chance to filter the water.
So we did it. So it was good, but never got sick.
No. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to MPR. More details at mpr.nz.